To join us for this conversation, we are joined by Thalia Pitouis. She's a portfolio manager at Allan Gray. Thalia, great to have you with us this evening. I'm hoping I pronounced your last name correctly, but you open to correction. Correct me.
Oh, no, it was fine. And it's a pleasure to be here with you this evening.
Great to speak to you, Thalia. I think firstly, let's start off by setting the context in terms of where we are regarding South Africa's repo rates and interest rates. Every second month, we hear the central bank governor together with members of the MPC giving us an update on either 100 basis points, 25 basis points, 50 basis points. In terms of where we are at the moment, I understand significantly low interest rates that we've witnessed in South Africa that have been cut in 2020.
That's correct, yes. So the South African Reserve Bank, they cut very aggressively this year. So we bought in the year with a 6.5% overnight repo rate, and they've cut us now cumulatively by 3%. So we sort of stand today at 3.5%. And broadly, I mean, this has been in response to the COVID-19 pandemic. Mm. And we're all familiar with kind of the associated lockdown that we all went through and the devastating impact that this has had on business. So effectively, by lowering rates, what they're doing is they're throwing out a life jacket. They're throwing out this life jacket to anybody who might be drowning in a sea of debt. Mm. Now, this could be consumers like you and me. This could be households. This could be corporates. I mean, in fact, this is even could be our own government themselves. What it does, these lower interest rates, is it lowers their interest repayments on debt and allows them also to raise new debt at lower rates.
Makes a lot of sense. And that's good news for someone who might have debt. But I understand that if you're sitting on the opposite end of the scale where you might not have a lot of discretionary debt, but instead have ample savings, you might not be sitting in a favorable position.
That's correct. So it's a negative if you're a net saver in our economy and if you're invested in a money market fund. Mm. Okay, so ideally then you would want interest rates to be as high as possible. And certainly to be higher than inflation. And this is not only so that you can earn more on your investments, but earn more relative to inflation. Okay, so in the past few years, money market fund returns, they've probably been around 7%, and in some cases in excess of 7%. And we can now easily see these returns halving as well. And keep in mind that with an overnight repo rate of 3.5%, versus our latest inflation print of 3.1%, kind of this excess spread that you're earning is really feeble. I mean, it's very anemic. So it's definitely negative for savers. But as I brought up, I mean, it was really a move by the Reserve Bank that was very much needed. Mm. And apart from just helping borrowers, it can also help to stimulate new economic activity through various mechanisms. So one way, which is a very relatable example, is that it lowers mortgage repayments on new bonds or home loans. And I'm not sure if you've been hearing from your friends. I mean, they're suddenly starting to see that home loans are much more affordable for them.
Yep.
And a lot of the banks are telling us that their new home loan origination is currently at 10-year highs for homes in sort of the 2 million rand to 3 million rand bracket. And so this kind of small rebound in credit extension can go a long way. Although it's sort of patchy information we have right now as to how much further this credit extension will go.
I'm glad you highlight that, both the pros and the cons, but of course the benefit to South African consumers to access financing to purchase assets for themselves and of course for those who are able to pay down their debt. In terms of money market accounts, you raise a very interesting point that investors are unfortunately not reaping the kind of return or yield that they might be looking for. But despite this, we're seeing investors still putting their money into money market accounts. What's driving this behavior?
So I would say what's driving this behavior is that investors are really nervous. And they've been really nervous since we saw the big moves in the equity markets in March and these massive losses that some high-risk portfolios took during that time. And, I mean, the number one aim of any money market fund is capital preservation. So essentially, it's to earn a nice, safe, stable stream of income and not to take any loss on capital. So essentially, it's a very liquid investment vehicle that should safeguard investors against any price fall or any drop in capital versus the amount that they originally put in. So, I mean, this naturally makes investors feel very safe. Mm. So, I mean, when they hear, okay, you were earning 7%, but, you know, now you may only earn 3 to 4%, I think a lot of them feel, okay, well, at least it's still positive. But certainly, it's not necessarily the approach that all investors should take.
Mm. That makes a lot of sense, though, right? Because when we talk about the markets on a day-to-day move, it almost seems like something so far-fetched that's out of our control. But I understand that our emotions might be driving us to money markets because, as you say, we're looking for something that's safe, that we understand, and that's also close within our realm of control or influence, despite the fact that we don't decide where interest rates or repo rates sit at the moment. Afropolitans, if you've just joined us for this conversation, do keep listening and why not get involved? You can certainly dial in 086-000-959. We are in conversation discussing how it is that the current interest rate environment and repo rate climate is actually influencing and impacting our pockets, not only in terms of the money that we look to save and maybe the return that we're able to get, but also in terms of managing to pay off our debt quite adequately. And we are in conversation with portfolio manager at Allan Gray, Thalia Patuas, to give us more details in terms of this conversation. Thalia, I'd also like to come back to understanding some of the risks, right? As you mentioned, not only are investors slightly fearful of the equities environment and as a result have gone back to investing in the money market funds. But are there any risks that do remain with investing in money market funds for the long term?
Well, I would say on that point, I mean, the biggest risk is that you erode your real income because your investment returns don't keep up with inflation. So, I mean, I mentioned that, you know, currently the overnight repo rate is at 3.5% versus inflation at 3.1%. I mean, it's a very narrow gap, and we're used to a much wider gap. So essentially the risks are that in very profitable years, equities and bonds or your riskier asset classes should have the potential to generate much higher returns. So I think, you know, investors tend to be kind of backward-looking, but often they'll look over quite a short period. Mm-hmm. So they'll look at sort of year-to-date, our all-share index, or our equities, they've probably been roughly flat. Okay, so they've sort of lost about 2 to 3%, and if you've reinvested your dividends, maybe you've come out flat. If you've invested in bonds via our all-bond index, maybe you've eked out like 1 to 2%. Okay, and again, money market funds, I mentioned, maybe you've had a nice, healthy 6 to 7% return. Okay, but if we look over the long term, at let's say like the last 9 years or so, okay, your excess returns above inflation from having been invested in equities would probably be about 4%. So that's 4% above whatever inflation was. So let's say if inflation was 4.5%, then on your annualized basis, you would have gotten 8.5%. So that excess is 4. And that's what we're really interested in. Then, you know, if you invested in bonds, maybe you would have had something like a 2.5% excess return. This is over the last 9 years. And then within a money market fund, so a cash-like investment, maybe you would have had a 1% excess return above inflation. So I would say that's the biggest risk of staying in a money market fund sort of for the long term. But that being said, obviously for some investors either with a very low risk appetite, investors who are maybe, you know, nearing the end of their life, you know, investors who essentially cannot afford to take a knock on capital, it still is the right choice for them. So there's no one size fits all. It sort of depends on your unique situation.
And as you say, it depends. Are you looking for capital appreciation as well as ongoing dividends, or just looking for a safe haven to keep whatever it is that you have in your kitty safe for the moment? Just very briefly, I don't want to let you go without giving us your views on if these low interest rates are likely to persist. I do know that we do have one more MPC meeting coming up at the end of the year. But your thoughts, Thalia, before we hear from the MPC.
Oh, great. Yeah, that's a question that a lot of people love to ask. You know, will these low rates persist? Will we get another cut? Before I answer, I always like to take out my crystal ball. And no, I'm teasing. but essentially, at the last MPC, what we did see was a very contentious vote. So there were 3 MPC members who voted for a cut versus 4 who voted for rates to stay on hold. So certainly it is contentious. I mean, the rhetoric we've had from our South African Reserve Bank, but also from central banks around the world, is lower for longer. And we've even seen, you know, in the US, the Federal Reserve saying they're going to move to average inflation targets instead of targeting a single point of inflation. So let's say they're trying to achieve inflation of 2%. Currently, the inflation is 1.4. They won't necessarily hike at the first sign of a 2% inflation print. They'll wait for the average to be sort of 2% over time. So maybe wait for inflation to reach 2.6. So we're hearing locally and offshore, you know, central banks and reserve banks saying, you know, they want to stimulate the economy with lower rates for longer. Now, our Reserve Bank, at the last MPC, they give sort of forward projections of rates.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And in their quarterly projection model, they did not have any more cuts priced in.
Ah, perfect.
Okay.
Thalia, I'll tell you what, we'll have to leave it there only due to time pressures, as it's about to hit 7 o'clock on the dot at the moment. But it's been fantastic engaging with you and hearing your thoughts.